here's the incredible thing that a demon revealed about what happens to us when we pray for the souls in purgatory, especially those from our family. Now, first of all, today's my last day in Ballykelly. I've been staying at the wonderful Drummond Hotel. They have been awesome. If you want to stay at a wonderful hotel, please come and support them in Ballykelly in Northern Ireland. So we are in the midst of a 9-day novena leading up to the anniversary of the apparition, the beginnings of the apparitions of Our Lady in Medjugorje. And if you've been following the different themes of the different days, I believe we just finished the 5th day. It's really amazing what she's been saying. I want to walk you through those briefly to lead you into what happened on day 3 and to unpack it, and then to show you what we can do about that. So first of all, it's incredible that to prepare for the whole of the novena, the first task that she gave was to spend a whole day in prayer. That's significant. So she begins the novena in preparation for all the graces that we're going to receive for those that are following by asking, pray for an entire day. I arrived on the 2nd day. You could feel the graces. It was unbelievable. Then on the 2nd day, she laid what would you consider a non-controversial topic in the Catholic of praying for life, pro-life, all of that. And you think, well, what's the big deal? The day prior, I believe in Ireland, they had voted to remove a 3-day waiting period that a woman needs to get an abortion. So now they can get it just like that. So she was essentially saying, Ireland is going to begin to have more abortions. Pray to respect it. Incredible, the connection. That was day 2, the day that I was there. Now on day 3, the next day we were in Dubrovnik. We were not in Apparition Hill, but we were listening to the message. And she said, now I'm going to put a screenshot of the time that you need to go and listen to on Mary TV. It's at 1 hour and 36 minutes, because some translations that you find on the internet are incorrect. And what she said is the following. And as she was saying, so I'm going to say what Our Lady told her, and then what happened that a demon revealed. So she said that we must pray for our deceased in purgatory and for our family tree, that we, so all of us, may be delivered from evil.
Budi volja tvoja, kako na nebu, tako i na zemlji. Zdravo Mario, milosti puna, Gospodin s tobom, blagoslovljena ti među.
When Our Lady came, I recommended to Our Lady all of us, all of our intentions, everything that we hold in our hearts, all the people who recommended in our prayers and they couldn't be here present physically. Our Lady extended her hands and she prayed over all of us in her Aramaic language. Our Lady gave us another task today. She said to pray for all of us deceased, for family tree, that the Lord can deliver us from every evil, and for us with a prayer, that we can, with a prayer and fasting and penance, save all our deceased so they can go to heaven. Our Lady blessed us all with the sign of a cross, and then she left into heaven.
Incredible. And so that they may be with God in heaven. So there she's making the connection that some, if not many, of the evils that we experience come from the sins of our ancestors. Now, we don't inherit the sins in the same way that we inherit original sin. That's the only thing that we could say that we inherit. But in the same way that we get DNA from our parents, and so then we have certain traits, but we can do with those traits, we have freedom, and we also have deficits from our, maybe we have a predisposition in our family towards being overweight. That doesn't mean you're going to be overweight. You still have freedom because of the sins of your ancestors. Those are open doors through which demons can access you and make it more difficult with certain vices, gluttony, lust, etc. And so then when we pray for there to be reparation there, for those ancestors to be delivered, for your family tree, for those in your family tree to be out of purgatory and those sins to be repaired, then those doors are closed and it is easier for you to grow in virtue. You don't magically grow in virtue, but it becomes much less difficult and many people will experience significant healings. It makes complete sense that if you have family members in purgatory and they enter heaven, that something incredible is going to happen to you and your family. I mean, that's just regular common sense theological knowledge. Well, at the moment that she was saying that, a most incredible thing happened. And you need to understand that whenever a demon manifests, God is allowing it for a particular reason, sometimes to reveal some sort of knowledge, sometimes in humiliation of the demon, sometimes to show the people there that something good is happening. Usually when the devil is attacking us, that means we're doing something right. And the bishop was right next to her. And when you see it in the scene, it's incredible. A person began screaming. Now, the person could have had mental illness and be possessed or possessed only, we don't know. But usually that's a simple sign of a manifestation that's demonic. And God was essentially saying, the demon was essentially revealing, we don't want you to pray for your souls in purgatory. We don't want you to pray for your family line because that's how we have access to you. That's how we can send more evil to you. That's how we can send more diseases to you. And we don't want that. And God allowed that manifestation at that moment to confirm, to tell us, this is important. You must do this. And when you do this, not only will your ancestors be happy, so on its own, it's a good thing, it will bring healing into your life. So that was the third day message. Now the fourth and the fifth day message were also incredibly interesting. Part of the wind, I'm gonna get a little bit closer so you can hear me. So on the fourth day, it was saying that we must become saints and we must leave something behind, a lineage. Every saint does that. Every saint leaves something behind, like a history, a lineage, writings. They leave something of an inheritance to the people of earth. And we need to do that. That's an incredible thing that we need to do. And all of us, we cannot die and leave nothing on this earth. We must leave holy things on this earth. For instance, the saints leave relics. That's the holiness, their heritage that they have left. And then on the fifth day was incredibly mysterious. Maybe the one of the first times that she ever said this, that Our Lady simply prayed over everyone, extended for a long period of time in Aramaic, and she didn't even know what she said. So she had no idea. That was on, I think the fifth day happened to be my birthday. So I was thinking maybe Our Lady was praying for me. But in other words, that she was praying in an extended way for the world, for us to receive graces, for who knows what's gonna happen. So then how can we bring about healing for the souls in purgatory and our ancestors? Well, in this channel, Uniquely Mary, we did that this last Lent. We prayed rosaries for each of the different people in our ancestors, father, grandfather, great, etc. We went through each individual person through five generations. Then we pray this prayer by Father Ripperger to release from, forget what the generational curses, that something like that was the name of the prayer. It was incredible. But if you weren't able to do that, guess what? At the end of July, in Rosa Mystica Shrine in Northern New York, with Patrick and Joy Campbell, who are awesome. They did a retreat of deliverance here in Ireland. They are amazing. In Derry, I will be partnering with them and an incredible priest. I don't remember his name. But he has incredible gifts of discernment, and we'll be praying for healing for your family tree. So not only will we be praying for it, we will help you discern what's there to pray for. Because just like a doctor, if you show up to a doctor and you just give a bunch of pills and you don't know what's wrong, if you don't diagnose, then you're not as effective in healing. And we will help you to diagnose, to pray more specifically for healing, and to understand the whole thing. What is this anyway? So that you can heal and deliver your family from purgatory. Our Lady has asked for it. Satan hates it. You heard it yourself. Go and listen to it again, because it will send chills down your spine. Now, one thing that I want you to note after having heard that is notice that that Mirja and the bishop, they didn't flinch. That space where the apparition happens is about the size of 2 tennis courts, something like that, maybe a little bit bigger, maybe 3 or 4. It's not very large. And the people are packed in. So if someone starts screaming their head off like that, everyone would have turned around and possibly freaked out. But people were in such peace. They were in such intense prayer that they didn't even flinch. As the Irish would say, that was class. Incredible. It was that just shows you they were deep in prayer. They did not even move. Wow. Powerful stuff. So my friends, God bless you. Keep following this novena. The things and the themes that she's saying are connected to things that are happening in the world. It's a gift. Don't miss out on it. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel. Support through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.